Welcome to the PeopleStack podcast, where I share insights on how to upgrade your career as a technical manager. I'm Jen Bunk. I'm a career coach for tech managers and CEO of the PeopleStack. If you'd like to find out more about what we do here at the PeopleStack, please check out our webinar at thepeoplestack.com/webinar. You're going to learn the four strategic and mindset shifts our clients have used to command 200K plus salaries as tech managers while living lives of abundance, freedom, and joy. Without further ado, please enjoy today's episode. Hello there, PeopleStack family. The topic of the week is stress, overwhelm, burnout. You may call it different things, but really we're talking about feeling like you're at your wit's end, feeling like the candle is burning at both ends, feeling like your calendar is booked solid and I have absolutely no room and no space and I just can't take it anymore. It's a feeling. And so what's interesting about this particular topic as it relates to upgrading your career as a technical manager is that, you know, it's not like it's a peripheral topic. It's not a spot-on topic. So very often we'll talk about spot-on topics, like the fact that, you know, you may not have gotten the promotion that you wanted. You don't have the title or the position or the salary that you want. You're not moving up in your career in the way that you want. Those are much more like directly related to your career and being where you want to go. But I want to make sure that I meet all of you where you are. It's a term that's used a lot in the coaching world. If you have friends who are coaches or counselors or therapists, you may have heard them use this phrase. It's about meeting your clients, meeting the people who you're helping where they are, in the sense that, like, hey, look, I get what you're going through on a day-to-day basis. You may not be worried at all or concerned at all about getting a promotion or a raise or earning more money. Or at least maybe that's like something that you kind of sort of think about. But what's right in front of you right now is the fact that you are stressed. The fact that you are feeling completely overwhelmed. You have no energy. You have zero ability to focus and really give attention to what is due. Or you may describe it as burnout, or you're like on the edge of burnout, and that's what's going on for you right now. So I want to address that, even though it's not spot on in terms of talking about careers and promotions and raises and things like that. It's absolutely something that's going to affect how you show up on a day-to-day basis at work and in life. And it's absolutely going to affect how it is that whether or not you end up upgrading your career or not. So that's the topic of this week, is stress, burnout, overwhelm. And so before I move on, those of you who are watching on YouTube or are watching this on the video, you may see there's a MacBook Pro. Anybody want a MacBook Pro with a slight chip on the edge? That's what that is. We're selling. Rob has acquired some MacBook Pros. Some of them have some slight chips to them. They have some wear and tear. They have some battle scars. So we're going to be selling some MacBook Pros with battle scars on eBay. So if anybody wants one, it's fully functional. We'll sell it for a little bit of a we're selling it for a little bit of a discount. So that's what that over there. Usually I'll like try to like clean up a little bit of his area back there before I do the video. But I was like, you know what? I'm just going to dive in. I'm like, oh, wow, people might be wondering what that computer is. So that's what that is, just in case you're curious. But back on topic. And for those of you who are listening on the podcast, like, I have no idea. Like, what are you talking about, Jen? Well, maybe I should watch her on YouTube. There's some fun stuff going on. Whichever you prefer. Listen, watch. That's why we do it both ways. But anyway, burnout, stress, overwhelm. Today, I'm going to talk about what that is And then on the next episode, we're going to dive in deeper into how that shows up into your life and also some strategies for overcoming them and really getting to the heart of how it's affecting your career. And trust me, if you're experiencing, like I know, if you're experiencing any level of stress or burnout or overwhelm right now in your life, you know that it's affecting your career. You know that it's affecting your ability to really be the best leader you can possibly be, because you're walking around like a zombie part of the time. You're not able to 100% focus. Your attention is divided, and you cannot, for at least long periods of time anyway, you can't like sit down and have a real in-depth rapport building, trust building conversation with your team members, or it affects your ability to make decisions, you know, at work and about your career. And so that's why this topic is just so important, because what do we do as leaders? We have conversations, we make decisions, we have to make sure that we're able to direct our attention and our focus on the moment for the big decisions, to gather information, to evaluate information, and to inspire people, you know, and to, like I said, continue to build those relationships and to just basically get shit done on a day-to-day basis. And if we're feeling stressed, if we're feeling overwhelmed, if we're feeling on the edge of burnout, we're not going to have all of the mental and physical and emotional resources that are going to be required to do the work that is required, that to do the work of a leader, to do that work well. And, you know, the way that you can kind of gauge this is just think about how you show up at work when you're feeling really great, right? Because everybody has their great days. Even if you're feeling like completely burnt out right now, it's you know, it's a wave, you know, it goes ups and downs, and there's good days and there's bad days. Think about the good days, right? When it's a better day, and you're not feeling as burnt out, you're not feeling that weight on your shoulders of, oh my God, I can't do this. And you're just like, yeah, this is a good day. I got this. This is good. Maybe something happened. Maybe you went to the gym that day, or maybe you're just like psyching yourself up, or you're excited about one or two or three things that are going to happen that day, whatever it might be. Those days are easier. You may still have the same amount of stuff on your schedule. You may have even more, but they feel easier. You actually feel more energized by doing the work that, you know, doing the work of a leader, fulfilling your mission as a leader, versus when it's the lowest of low days, when you're feeling completely stressed and burnt out and stealing your focus, it's stealing your energy, it's stealing your attention. Same kind of day. Calendar looks the same as it did before. It feels so freaking hard. And at the end of the day, all you really want to do is, please just let me lie down. I don't want to cook dinner. I just want to go to sleep. And so that's how it can start to affect other areas of our life too, where we sacrifice our nutrition, we sacrifice our hobbies, our relationships with others, because when we get home from work, we're just so drained. We're so mentally zapped. And so that's really what I've started to do, what I wanted to do on this episode, was really just kind of describe what this is. You know, people use terms like stress and burnout and overwhelm. Like, what do they mean? You know, I'm not going to get into the, you know, the psychological definition of burnout and stress, right? Because you know what it is, right? You know, except to say that, you know, just to give you a little bit of understanding of what this is, and just to kind of confirm that, yeah, it's really that simple. Because you're like, it's got to be a little bit more complicated than that. And like, sure, yeah, you know, I was a stress researcher for, gosh, 15 years. Gosh, I like, isn't it funny how as we get older, we like cut off like entire parts of our life? It was for almost 15 years that I was a stress researcher. And trust me, we can get into like all of the different, like there's this kind of stress and that kind of stress and the other kind of stress and how do we measure it, et cetera, et cetera. At the end of the day, stress is a psychological reaction. It's a psychological reaction to an environmental stimuli that has negative consequences. That's really all it is. So what it boils down to, the heart of it, is it's a feeling. And so that's why it ends up being a very private experience. It ends up being a very silent experience in the sense that we can't see it. We see the consequences of it. We see the results of it, the symptoms of the stress. So the fact that you're not eating as well, the fact that you're not sleeping as well, or sleeping too much, the fact that you're feeling like you want to kick the dog when you want to get home, those are all symptoms and outcomes of that stress, which is, it's an internal feeling. It's a psychological reaction. It's happening within you, but absolutely we feel it, but it's silent. That's stress. And then burnout is, you know, there's different kinds of burnout. And you know what, I won't get into the details of it. If you want to, you know, we can chat. Hit me up on Facebook or Twitter or something. And if you want to geek out about burnout and stress and, you know, from a psychological perspective. But really, burnout is like extreme stress, essentially. And it's day in, it's day out. It is depleting you to a core. And it could be just pure exhaustion. You are mentally, physically, psychologically exhausted. So it's that kind of feeling, and it's day in and day out. It's not just one day. And then there's also a kind of burnout that's really more like a disengagement from life, where you're basically kind of just feeling, you're just kind of going through the motions of life. Like, it's just work, eat, sleep, repeat. Work, eat, sleep, repeat. And it's almost like there's no emotion associated with it except for the fact that it's like dull and you're just completely disengaged from what it is that you're doing, because that's how you're coping with the stress that you're feeling. It's the only way that you can get through the day. So this is what, at least from a psychological perspective and the way that, you know, experts define it, that's what they are. But then there's like how we experience it on a day-to-day basis. And that's really what I wanted to get into today, because again, I want to meet you where you are. And I want you to know that I see you. And I want you to know that you're not the only one experiencing these kinds of things. If you're a technical manager who wants to break through, who you're feeling stuck in your career, you're feeling like there's something that's holding you back, there's this door that you just can't get through, there's like this invisible ceiling that you can't break through in terms of getting to that next level in your career, I want you to know that for some people, that's like the main thing. Like, I'm feeling stuck in my career and I can't deal with it anymore. But for some people, it's really just kind of the day in, day out feeling of overwhelmed. I am completely and totally overwhelmed and I don't know if I can deal with it anymore. But you do. You do deal with it. You cope with it. And I've talked about some of the things that, how this might show up, the actual stress, the actual overwhelm, the actual burnout, how that might show up, where, you know, you're feeling mentally zapped, you're feeling like you don't have energy, you feel like you don't have focus, you're feeling like you're walking through the day like a zombie. And it's just like, oh, you don't have the energy at the end of the day to get anything done. All of that is how, or examples of how it shows up. I mean, the other ways that it show up too is essentially your coping strategies start to show up. So one of the ways that you may know that you're really stressed and that you're really burnt out is because you're noticing that you're doing things differently than you used to. So to give a specific example, nutrition, eating is one of the big ones. So when we're stressed, when we're burnt out, when we're feeling overwhelmed, your eating habits can change in order to cope with that feeling of overwhelm, right? So it's almost like, you know, well, how is nutrition at all related to career, right? You're a career coach. Why are you talking about nutrition? It's because it all comes down to the feeling and the emotion and the psychological experience and the day-to-day. And so, yes, absolutely. If you're feeling stressed about your career and what's going on at work, it can absolutely affect your eating habits. And depending on who you are and how you choose to cope and what's going to be best for you to cope, it may go either way with eating. You may eat more, you may eat less, right? Like, you may just, you know, and you may eat more crap, right? You may eat more food that's just really, really, really bad for you because you don't have the energy, like, at the end of the day or during lunch, or you don't have the time during lunch, during breakfast or whatever, to have and pack or create, make a healthy breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks. So you're basically eating crap all day because it's, that's, unfortunately, that's the easier stuff to eat. And if you're someone who never really established healthier eating habits for healthier snacks, like, you know, having a carrot with some peanut butter, or, you know, having an apple around, or having a banana around, or, you know, having some more healthier protein bars around, or things like that, or just, you know, figuring out a way to make a quick dinner that only takes 10 minutes, but that is relatively healthy. If that's not something that you've established in your life, if you're feeling stressed, then what are you going to do? You're going to order a pizza. What are you going to do? You're going to order takeout. What are you going to do? You're going to have cereal for dinner every day. And I'm not saying don't have cereal for dinner, right? But, like, if it happens all the time. So that's one way. That's another way that it might start showing up, is that you're noticing that your nutrition behaviors, your food behaviors, are starting to change. It's like, oh yeah, wow. When is the last time that I had a healthy dinner? Speaking of dinners, the other way that this shows up is a disengagement and disconnection from other people in your life. So if you're starting to feel even a little bit disconnected from other people in your life, whether it's your spouse, your partner, your kids, your boyfriend, your girlfriend, friends, other loved ones who either you connect with online or you connect with in person, IRL, you're just starting to notice either a decrease in frequency of connecting with these kinds of people, or maybe the connections, the frequency is the same, especially if this is somebody who you live with. But the quality of the connection, the time that you're spending with them is not quality time. So, for example, dinners, if you're someone who sometimes or frequently has dinner with the family, you may notice that you're there, but you're not. You're not actually tuned into the conversation because your brain might be going to other places. You're not, because you're not able to focus, right? That's what stress does to your brain. That's what a sense of overwhelm does to your brain, is it makes it way harder, 100 times harder, to focus on the story that your son is telling you. And that's why your brain is starting to go to, oh my God, I need to check Slack and what's going on with that project. You know, what's going on with that bug? Did we kill that bug? You know. And so if you weren't stressed, you would be able to just say, yeah, you know what? It's dinner time. I'm going to listen to my son. I'm going to listen to my wife. I'm going to listen to my husband. I'm going to listen to my friend tell me the story. And you can kind of shut that off, and you have that brain power to do that. You have that to focus on the moment. But when you're stressed, it becomes so much harder to do that because you don't have the energy. You don't have the energy and the focus to be able to like tell that other part of your brain to just shut off for a second. You know, now is not the time to worry about work. Now is not the time to think about that bug that got reported that we need to fix. And so that's how it can show up. Quality time is no more. You're not having quality time, quality conversations with people outside of work and at work as well. So this can absolutely stress, the feeling of stress from work, from your career, can absolutely have a negative effect on things like your nutrition, your health overall. You may stop going to the gym because you don't feel like you have the time or the energy to do it. Or maybe you decided that you were going to start going to the gym, but now no way, no how, there's no way that I can make this work. So it can affect your health, your nutrition, your relationships with others, and just, you know, so many other areas of your life as well, including the impact that you're able to make at work. So it becomes this vicious downward spiral of, I want to do more at work. I want to make more of an impact. I want to get to the next level and get recognized. But I am so stressed. I am so overwhelmed that I cannot show up at that level. I don't know how to do it. And then it just becomes more about treading water on a day-to-day basis at work and at home, as opposed to rising to that next level. And what we want for you is to be able to rise to that next level. So if you're feeling any of the things that I'm feeling, and look, the other thing that I will mention, just one quick thing before I wrap this up. So sometimes people start to get in the spiral, and I've done this too, of, well, yeah, I am feeling stress. I am feeling a lot of those things that you're talking about, but I don't know if it's related to work or not. And it's like, we try to do this like experiment with ourselves of like, is A causing B? You know, is the stuff that's going on at work causing my bad nutrition habits? Well, I don't know. I'm not really sure. I can't. Correlation is in causation. You know, just because the two are happening doesn't mean that like one is causing the other one. And you know what? Here's the thing. That is like 99% of the time, that's usually complete and total bullshit, and you know it. It's just a way to justify staying where you are right now because you don't want to change. So don't get stuck in this, oh, I don't know if X is causing Y. Yeah, I am kind of stressed out about work, but I don't know if that's what's causing this over here. There's a lot of stuff going. Look, at the end of the day, if you are feeling like you want to do more at work, you want to be a better leader, you want more out of your career, you want a promotion, you want a raise, you want to feel recognized at work, and you want to upgrade your tech career, and you're also feeling, whether it's at work or in other parts of your life, a sense of stress, a sense of overwhelm, a sense of like on the edge of burnout, then there's a problem to solve. There's a problem that needs to get solved. It does. We don't have to get into causation. We don't have to get into this is causing that. But the fact of the matter is, you want to upgrade your career. And guess what? If you upgrade your career, is that going to help or hurt the stress? Is that going to help or hurt the burnout and the sense of overwhelm? If you do it right, it's going to help it. So if it's something that you want, you go for it, right? So if what I am saying is resonating with you and you are feeling these things in your life, the sense of stress, the sense of overwhelm, this like, oh my God, I cannot take it anymore. And I'm not sure if I need help, but maybe I need help. Then you know what? You do need help. And that's not a sign of weakness. It's a sign of strength. That's what leaders do. They ask for help from other experts. They stand on the shoulders of giants. And we are here to be your giants because at the People Stack, this is what we do. There is no problem too big. There is no problem too wrinkly. There is no problem where it's like that we cannot deal with it because we are 100% committed to helping all of our tech manager clients get where you want to go in your careers and in your lives. So if you're thinking that maybe kind of sort of you need help, then you do, then it's time to book a call with us, thepeoplestack.com/book. We're going to talk about what's going on in your work life right now and also what's going on in your life outside of work right now. What's not working? We are going to get to the truth of that. So make sure that you come prepared. Sometimes people ask, how can I prepare for the call? The way that you prepare for the call is you be prepared to tell the truth about what's going on in your career and what's going on in your life. That's it. Just show up ready to answer our questions. You do not need to write anything. You do not need to answer any questions. There is a quick form that we ask you to fill out after you book the call. So we do appreciate that. But beyond that, show up ready to tell the truth and answer our questions. We got you. We are 100% here for you. We're also going to talk about where you want to go and what you want. And if we can help you get there, we're going to tell you, we're going to show you how, and we're going to talk about what our expert help would look like. And then we can have a conversation about whether you want to to invest in yourself and have us as experts in your corner. On the rare occasion that we cannot help, because sometimes people are just not ready to be helped. Sometimes there is a case where we can't help because it's not within our area of expertise. Then we're going to steer you in the direction toward resources that are going to help you. But look, no matter what, we're here to help you. We don't want you to continue to feel the overwhelm and the stress. And trust me, we do not want you to experience burnout. It is a very, very deep, dark hole to try to get yourself out of. But also, let me tell you, if you're already in that hole and you know that part of it is career related because you want to get to that next level in your career, and by doing that, you know that that's going to get you out of that, then it's time to book a call with us. We got you. ThePeopleStack.com/book. So the message of the day is, if you're feeling any kind of stress in your life, any kind of burnout, get the help that you need to get out of it. And if you're experiencing the stress and you want to upgrade your career, we're the experts to talk to. So that's it for the day. We'll talk to you again really, really soon. And that wraps up another episode of the People Stack podcast. Thanks for listening and for supporting our mission. We are all helping to positively transform the tech world, one tech manager at a time. I have so much gratitude for all of you, for our loyal listeners, and for my team, including my amazing CTO/husband, Rob Allen, our extremely talented mindset coach, Mariana Lacombe, and our super awesome, always on top of everything, executive assistant, Lauren Underwood. Also, this podcast would not be possible without the help of our innovative and warm-hearted sound consultant and podcast producer, my brother, Lou Bunk. And thank you also to Ketsa for creating the catchy, inspiring music we get to use in our podcast. We love you all. Until next time.